Indiana program, 21st Century Scholars, offers up to 4 years of college tuition for low-income students. This year's deadline is fast approaching, and WFYI's Emily Cox reports most eligible students may not apply.
I kind of pitched it to them as like looking at the scholarship form as a $40,000 piece of paper.
That's Sarah Medvey, an 8th grade mathematics teacher at Thomas Carr Howe Community High School. Almost all of her students applied to be a 21st century scholar, but that's unusual. The most recent data shows less than half of eligible students apply. A number of factors contribute to this, but Medvey says a big one is that students must sign up in middle school.
I think it's just sometimes hard for 8th graders to visualize that money coming into play 4 or 5 years from now.
And some young students don't hear about the program. Director of Student Engagement at Howe, Kendall Price, says others think they automatically qualify and don't apply.
It's so disappointing, you know, when I have to turn students away who come down to my office and always ask, well, Mr. Price, am I a 21st century scholar? And, you know, when I look into their system or look in our scholar track system, you know, I have to tell these students that they're not because their parents didn't obviously sign them up.
All students who do sign up get in the program. The only qualification is income eligibility. Then in high school, they learn to fill out student loan paperwork, to find scholarships, and to apply to schools. Director of School and Community Outreach for the Indiana Commission for Higher Education, Barbie Martin, says all high schoolers should learn these skills, not just 21st century scholars.
All the money in the world is not going to help if they don't know what to do when they get to college or they don't know who to turn to with questions and things like that.
86% of 21st century scholars go to college right after high school, compared to 63% of students in general. And once enrolled, if they complete the program at an approved Indiana school, they remain eligible for the scholarship, even when their paths aren't traditional. Caden Brewer's mom applied for him when he was in middle school.
It's really one of the most thoughtful things my mom has ever done for me.
After health issues caused him to drop out of school, he wasn't barred from the program. You are only dismissed if you do illegal activity including drugs, if you earn less than a 2.5 grade point average, or if you don't do the program activities. Brewer eventually finished at an adult learning center and is now a sophomore at Ivy Tech. He says he wouldn't have continued school if he wasn't a 21st century scholar.
When you think of college, it's always kind of like, well, you're going to have to take out loans, you're going to have to go into all kinds of debt, and then you just kind of stay in debt for the rest of your life.
The deadline for this past year's 8th graders to apply is fast approaching, but earlier this week, Howe reported a nearly 4,000% increase in applicants, from 2 students to more than 80. That number could still go up. Statewide, data is not yet available. But Martin, from the Commission for Higher Education, says she hopes all eligible students will apply, even if they don't plan to go to college.
If you don't use the scholarship, if you don't end up going to a traditional school, that's fine. There's no penalty if you don't use it. But if you change your mind as a junior or senior in high school, you can't go back and apply at that point.
At Howe, Price attributes this year's surge in applicants to promoting the program in school and sending email blasts to parents. And he says students encourage one another to sign up.
But I had students coming down to my office, so the peer pressure was there, you know, too, as well, to say, hey, Sarah, I need you to sign up because I'm getting ready to sign up, or I got my paper in, did you get your paper in?
The deadline to apply online is Sunday, June 30th. For WFYI, I'm Emily Cox.